Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on their website at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have a few quick updates. On October 11th, we have our Visionary Explorers group. The Visionary Explorers group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring the roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be members of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And that's spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. And then on January 16th to January 18th, we have our winter transformation, a grief transformation retreat in Fort Myers, Florida. And it was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest medium tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration and Marketing. She's a Reiki certified medium and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And of course, she is lab certified in her mediumship ability, having been tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. And Joanne has also been ordained as a spiritual minister. And I'm so happy to have her back on the show tonight. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm always happy to see you, of course.
And I'm happy to see you as well, Joe.
Yeah, awesome. So we have some time to chat before we hit the ground running here.
Okay.
So Joanne, I wanted to ask you, because for some reason, you know how the universe keeps bringing stuff up in your life, right?
Yes.
I have been getting this question so often recently, and I'm like, oh no, I wonder why. I hope it's not a bad thing. But I've been having a lot of people asking me why sometimes a medium or someone will go to a medium and nobody comes through, or they'll have someone come through and they really can't place it in the moment. And then after, they're like, oh, that was my, you know, grandmother's first husband before I, you know, was even born. And do you have any idea? I mean, I have some ideas, but do you have any idea why someone would go to a medium and maybe somebody wouldn't, or no one comes through?
I think that's possible. Usually I find that the more distant relatives that come through first are more or less open the door for other relatives to step in, because maybe they're a stronger energy. You know, there's no scientific explanation, of course, but I wish there was. But, you know, I always hope with the power of intention from the medium and also the love from the sitter wanting to connect with their loved one, that that will make a good strong energy to bring those people through.
I think so too. I agree with that. And I think sometimes, and this is the reason why I kind of wanted to bring it up, and I'm sure you'll agree. I think sometimes the sitter plays a bigger role in the way that the reading is going to go, than people actually realize. So I find in the few times, and it's happened to me, I've been doing this for, I think it's 15 years now, I've been doing readings. Well, my whole life really, but
Yeah.
professionally.
Right.
The only times people have never really come through, once it was my own issue, I was going through a lot and it was just not in the zone and kind of didn't work out. But typically I find it's people who may be a little bit more on the skeptical side. And not that the skepticism blocks it, it can, but I don't think that's always the case. I think sometimes people go in a little bit, what's the word I want to use? I don't want to say abrasive, but sometimes people try to trick the medium. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes that can kind of throw off the vibe a little bit, and then it doesn't click. So I always kind of tell people just to kind of, if you're going to a reputable medium, they're not going to ask any questions. No one's looking you up, and it's kind of okay to just be a little bit quiet and say yes or no, or maybe, or I need more information. Do you find that sometimes when people are a little bit more, I don't know, combative, or they don't even want to say yes or no, but it kind of throws the energy off of the reading.
Well, I guess it depends upon the situation. Like, for instance, if a sitter has been to several of the mediums for readings and they haven't heard from their loved one, they might be like expecting the worst to happen. So it could be about expectations one way or another, or wanting to hear from a certain person or not wanting
Right.
to hear from a certain person. I had that the other day where a woman said, "That's my mother, and I don't want to talk to her. I have nothing to say to her." So with respect to the spirit, of course, I waited to see if she had something to say, and she did, and it was very significant. But the sitter, unfortunately, was not really open to the message and, was persistent in saying, "There's somebody else I want to talk to. I don't want to talk to my mother. She always comes through." And I thought, well, if she always comes through, then there's a message there. There's
Right,
a reason
there's
why, right?
right.
And it doesn't mean the other significant loved one past won't come through, but maybe she just needs to say, "I'm sorry." And that's exactly what it was.
Right. And I love
And
that you said that. That's very wise, because I think that, this work we do, it's healing
it is.
and that's the whole point of it. And
Yes.
sometimes that healing is not grief, but it's something that people weren't able to say when they were still here together in the physical world. So it's it that's so smart, and it's such a good point you make. Well, if she's coming through, there might be something she really has to
Yeah, I
say.
don't like to just cut people off from spirit. It takes a lot of energy for them to communicate. And I've had that happen only a few times, maybe a handful of times, and it just happened recently. And it kind of took me back a little bit because here I am in the energy and I've got a description of her and her personality and what she wants to say. And then I'm hearing, "I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to talk to her. Tell her to go away." I said, "You can't really tell spirits to go away like that, but we can make it brief and we can move on to see who else is there."
Right, we can try to work with it exactly. Why I
Yeah.
wanted to bring it up too, and why I think I'm kind of hearing a little bit more about this. I've been a little bit more active on social media just because, I try to give back and I do free readings and stuff on TikTok and things like that. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people on there, they're not tested like we are, like some of us. So I think a
So many
lot of
people.
people, yeah. And that's not to say that a medium can't be good if they're not tested. There's plenty of mediums I know who are incredible, who are not forever family mediums. But I think people have been going a little bit more to these, kind of random people on the internet, and then no one's coming through, and they're like, well, my loved ones aren't there, or that kind of thing. And I think for people, even if they sit with, a forever family certified medium or someone from Winbridge, it's possible that it's just not the right time and it doesn't happen. And
Anything can happen.
right. And I don't want people to think that they're not there, or that they did something wrong, or that all of it's bunk because it didn't happen. Sometimes it's just not the right fit or something.
And people, I always say when I go over the process before I begin the session that, if you are trying to connect with a loved one, they don't come through today, it doesn't mean that they're angry or they don't want to talk to you. For whatever reason, they're just not able to communicate today. And that doesn't mean that they're not going to come through in the future with myself or other mediums. So, give them a little bit of hope and encouragement that, if they go to one medium and they don't hear from their loved one, but maybe hear from other ones or pets or whoever, that not to give up. We don't know. There's a lot. I'm sure they're pretty active on the other side doing things and catching up on things. And I see people cleaning homes on the other side and working and So I can imagine they're not bored sitting around just waiting for a medium, you know?
Yeah, I
It's almost
agree.
like a parallel universe.
Yeah, I agree. I always tell people if they don't show up, maybe they were busy. I don't know.
Yeah,
They
we
had
don't
something
know.
else
We don't
going
know.
on.
How do you really answer that? Because you don't know.
Right, it's very hard.
But we've heard of people having readings and nobody's come through that they can connect to or something, but then they connect with a medium and all of a sudden they've got who they want to connect to and it's very healing. So,
Right.
you know, but we can't explain that.
Right,
Sounds negative.
exactly. And again, that's the human element too. I mean, we're human. The person we're reading is human. It's a
Definitely.
long distance call.
It is.
I wish it
It's
were as
energy,
reliable.
right?
Yeah, as reliable as cell service, right? But it's just
Yeah, sometimes they're more
unfortunately.
reliable than cell service, I find.
Yes, sometimes it's a little more reliable than cell service. That's
Yeah.
very true. There's
Mental
some
telepathy.
places.
You don't need cell phones.
Yeah. But you know what? I wanted to bring this up too, of course, for the people listening who are in grief and you know, not to get discouraged by it, even though it can be. But if there's any other mediums listening who, you know, want to get certified or are just kind of learning about this, you know, not to take it personally, because I know some mediums, I'll, you know, I have medium friends who are learning and deep students I've taught, and they're like, I did a reading and you know, no one came through and maybe I shouldn't do this. And I'm like, everyone has a bad day. Like it may not be you, it could be there's so many factors. So
Yes.
yeah, I wanted to run it by you because you're very experienced, obviously. Yeah, you've been doing this for a minute and you're certified in a bunch of different places. So I
Couple
was like,
decades, actually.
yeah, a couple quite a
Couple,
few
two and a half.
Yeah, got a
Exactly.
real expert here tonight. So I was like, let me see what Joanne has to say about this, but I'm glad we're aligned on all this stuff because it doesn't mean the worst. It's
And
just
it's the medium doesn't feel that great too if they're, you know, saying, no, I don't understand that. And
yeah.
I was hoping to connect with somebody, and you don't want to go asking questions and fishing around. And, you know,
Exactly.
I give it another chance. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me see if they come through. And if they don't, then, you know.
Right, you have to tell them. Maybe can we try this a different way? Can you say something else? Maybe we'll figure it out. But yeah, very good. Well, I'm glad we talked about that. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
it's an interesting question. Thank you for bringing it up,
Yeah,
Joe.
of course. I knew you'd have some good insight on that. Okay, so for those of us who are just tuning into the show, our guest medium tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber, and be sure to check out Joanne's website at www.joannegerber.com. And Joanne, if people want to book, is that the best place to book? Is on your website?
Yeah, so on my website, I have an automatic scheduler acuity, and you just click on the upper right corner. It says book a session.
Oh, perfect. All right. Make it real easy.
Very easy,
Very
very
good.
easy.
Awesome. Okay. So let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
Sure. All
All right. Awesome. So
right.
before we get to our first caller, just as a little reminder for anyone who's listening for the first time, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and you can let us know if you want to have a reading or if you have a question for us. And Joanne will do a mini reading or we will both go try to answer your question. Okay. Let's get to our first caller. We have Angelina from Atlanta. Hi, Angelina.
Hi,
Hi, how are you?
Angela. It's Angela Cherie. How are you?
Oh, it's Angela. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So, Angela, would you like a reading or did you have a question for us?
A mini reading question.
A mini reading. Okay. And Angela, if you can just try to talk into the phone a little bit. Your volume's a little bit low.
Okay, I'm in my car. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We can
Maybe.
hear you better now. Whatever you did is perfect. All right. I'm going to turn you over to Joanne, okay?
Hi,
Okay.
Angela. Thank you for calling tonight. Can you hear us okay?
I can't.
Okay, good. So you're looking to connect with a loved one past.
Yes.
And I do feel a gentleman coming in from spirit. And as I connect with his energy, I feel like he might have been in his 50s or 60s. I don't feel that old about his energy. I feel somebody that was family. I want to say either a father or brother connection. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so you understand either a father, brother past. This is somebody directly in your intermediate family, would have been about middle ages or so, a little bit older, when he passed. I do feel that his passing was not expected when he passed. I feel like people were or surprised or in shock that he passed as quick as he did. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I feel like as I connect with his energy, that this was a gentleman who I feel like took many different paths in life, but never really felt he was doing what he wanted to do. I feel a lot of confusion around him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because
Yes,
he tells me
ma'am.
the. Okay, thank you. He tells me there was a lot of confusion around his life, especially at the end of his life. I feel like I might have been on medication or alcohol or something where I can't think clear. Like people have to help me out or have to make decisions for me. Does that make sense to you?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes. Okay. And
Yes.
is this like a brother that had children, like a father, or is this a father vibration with you? Because I keep going back between brother and father with him.
My uncle.
Uncle? Okay, thank you. So it's dad's brother. And you would have been close to him. He would have been around a lot during the family times and things like that. You understand?
Yes.
And did he like
Totally.
to? I'm sorry.
I said totally.
Okay. And did he like to cook? Or do you ever work as a chef?
Yeah.
Yes, he liked to
He
cook. Did he
did.
work? I'm sorry. Did he work as a chef as well?
Didn't work as a chef, but he worked at many restaurants.
Okay, thank you. Because he shows me a restaurant. So I do feel that that he's showing me that this is a place that I feel like was not his final resting place in life with work, but he had to do what he had to do. He worked very hard because I feel like he didn't have a lot of qualifications to do much of anything else. I also feel like he went through times where he might have missed work, or that was that he felt like he wasn't good enough. I just feel somebody who might have had low self-esteem at one time. Do you understand that?
Not really, because he was very intelligent.
Okay, but did he go through depression?
Yes, he did.
Thank you. Because I'm feeling low energy from him. And I feel like it was really hard for him to make decisions. And he kind of settled for things because he felt that that's all he could do for some reason. I feel like maybe he was wanting to do things but didn't have the courage to do other things or pursue other things. He kind of just settled in. But I feel like he's sending a lot of love around you. He also says that you're in a situation where you have to make some decisions now with living or where you're living. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay, great. Because I feel like
Absolutely.
he's there to help you. And he says you talked to him in the car. So I don't know if you were talking to him before you called in tonight, but I know he's right there with you. And he loves children. Did somebody have a
Yes,
baby
he
since he,
did.
did somebody just have a baby since he passed? Or is somebody expecting a baby? I feel like there's an infant or newborn or somebody's expecting.
Someone had a baby.
I'm sorry?
Someone had a baby.
Someone had a baby after he passed, because I feel like he's playing with the baby from spirit. Like he's aware of this baby. So I feel like he wants to connect with those people and whoever has a child in the family, I feel like he's around them and he's watching over them. He always took care of everybody and he always loved everybody. And I feel that he just, something happened very quickly that was unexpected and he wasn't prepared to go the way it happened, if that makes sense. He didn't get a chance to say goodbye. So I feel like he's letting you know that he's aware that everybody loves him and he's around and thank you for the memorial or thank you for the poetry. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay, thank you. Because I feel like he not never got to say thank you. So I'm going to leave you with all of his love. And just keep thinking about them and talking to them. You know, when we think about our loved ones, we're communicating with them through the process of mental telepathy. And when we want to talk to them, it's like they want to say hi to us too. So, I leave you with his love. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, Angela. I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you. If I could ask one question, I found some items that I've never ever seen in my apartment.
Is it a
There were
jacket
scriptures.
or a shirt?
Was a handkerchief.
Okay, because I felt something in a box.
It was actually on a box.
On a box, okay, because that's what's showing, a piece of cloth and a box, and I'm not sure what it is, but I know that I feel like it could belong to him or your dad. Your dad is also up there with, is also passed with him too?
No.
No, he's here. Okay. Something with maybe a gift that he gave your dad or that belonged to him.
Okay.
Yeah. And he likes that you're thinking about him and he's sending all his love to you. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you for calling, Angela. You have a good night, okay? Okay, I think she's off the line. Okay, very good, Joanne. Not that I'm surprised. You're always so good on the radio. Well, you're good everywhere.
Thank you. Thank
Okay,
you so
next
much.
up we have Thelma from Georgia. Hi, Thelma.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us okay?
I hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're pretty good. A little bit muffled. If you could come a little closer to the phone, but we are you're pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, so Thelma,
It's
did you
better.
have what'd you say?
I'm mini reading.
A mini reading. Okay, you got it, Thelma. I'm gonna turn you over to Joanne.
Hi, Thelma. Thank you for calling tonight.
Thank
And
you. So
you're
I'm
looking to
glad I got
connect.
in.
I'm sorry?
I say I'm glad I finally got in.
Oh, good. We're glad you did too. So you're looking to connect with a loved one that's passed.
Yes.
And as I'm connecting in here, I do feel a woman that comes through very strongly around you. And I want to go to the maternal side of the family. I think I have two. Because I feel two different energies coming in now. And I want to say a mother and a grandmother.
Okay.
Do you understand? Mom and grandmother passed.
I think it would be my mom and then my sister. And I
Mother
see
and
what
sister?
mother that fast is.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Yes.
You
My mother
understand your mom and
and
your grandmother on the other side?
sister. Yes.
And would you understand with your grandmother that I feel a very religious woman with her, or a very spiritual somebody that try to do, I want to say, like I feel like I want to say, I'm just trying to do God's work. Was she very religious or spiritual?
That sounds more like my sister and my mom.
Okay. So it could be your sister as well. So let me. Was your sister, was she like in her 50s or 60s when she passed?
She was 70.
70. Okay. Because I feel this woman to be older than you. Are you like the younger sister or the youngest sister in the family, youngest girl?
I'm not the youngest girl, but I was younger than she is.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And I do feel she was somebody who always spoke her word. Do you understand? Like, didn't hold back. Do you understand that with her? I feel like somebody that might have spoke up for other people.
Yes.
She wasn't afraid to use her voice. And I feel a very strong energy from her. I also feel a very beautiful woman. But something happened where I feel that she was going on this kind of a downhill, maybe a few months, maybe 3 months or so before she passed. Something got worse. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And she's showing me how she didn't want to ask people for help. Like, she didn't want people to know
Of
what was going on. She tried to hide a lot of things. You understand that with her?
course. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And I know that there's something about like I was so nice to people. I was almost too nice to people and they took advantage of me. Like maybe with money or other situations. Would that make sense to you with her?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And she says you were always there to get her back. Like you always there to get her back. Like I feel like you were her defender or try to keep her out of trouble when you were younger, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Thank you. And you have her clothes. You wear her clothes. Is something with her tops and things that she had that I feel like But it's like she wants to acknowledge that she knows you have her stuff and she's happy that you're using it or wearing it, or you just took out her clothes recently. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Thank you. And I don't know, is there somebody with a B initial, like female, connected with her, or somebody that's here that she wants to acknowledge, a B female name? I feel like I want to say like Belinda, or it could be Betty, or Betsy, or something like that. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Okay.
No, that would
Let me
not.
ask, is there a Lynn or Linda here then?
She's not on the other side. She's on this
Oh,
side. There's
here
a
means
Linda, but she's
alive.
on this
Here
side.
is alive. When I say
Yes.
here, it means alive.
Yes.
When I say there, it means passed on. Because there's somebody here
She's
that your
here.
sister wants to connect to, like, I thought I heard Belinda, but it might be Linda. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Is there a way that she might be open to the message that you had the reading and you could let her know that she's okay and that she knows that Linda thinks about her all the time?
Yes.
Thank
Yes.
you.
She does. We were just talking about it. Yes.
Okay, great. Great. I just feel like, I feel like that there was a lot of people that she didn't get to say goodbye to before she passed. But she's at peace, she's okay, and your grandmother's with her, or your mom. I'm not sure if it's a grandmother or mom on the other side, but okay. And
My
your
mom.
mom, your mom took good care of the kids. I feel like she was like, you're not getting away from me now, like keeping her out of trouble. You understand that with your mom.
Well, she wouldn't be in trouble, but yes, my mom would always be right there for us.
Okay, yes. And I feel like she's coming through too. We don't have a lot of time to make more connections, but I have to say they are together. Your sister's okay. Your mom has her with her. Did she pass? Did your mom pass before your sister?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I feel like she gave her hand on the other side, helping her over. So know that they're together, and I'm going to leave you with the 11 blessings and keep talking to them, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Take care now, Thelma. Have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good
You
night.
too. Bye-bye.
Awesome. We're on a roll, my friend. Okay, next up we
Medium
have,
roll.
yeah, medium roll. Next up we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you
Good,
for
good.
asking.
Of course. So Pam, did you have a question for us, or did you want a mini reading from Joanne?
Mini reading, please.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling in tonight, Pam. You're looking to connect with a loved one
Oh.
that's passed.
Yes.
Okay, and as I'm linking in here, I feel a gentleman coming through from the spirit side of life. And I feel like he was close to you. He showed me heart, so I feel like there could have been a romance or marriage or a very strong friendship with him. I feel like he was not that old when he passed. He might have been in his 60s or a little bit earlier than that. I'm not quite sure, but I want to say he looked younger than he was. Are you understanding this?
Doesn't ring a bell right now.
Okay. He's also showing me the J initial. Like, I want to say, I don't know if it's
Okay.
his first name or last name, like Johnson or Johnny or something like that.
Okay, yeah,
Is
that
that?
definitely gets closer, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, a gentleman with the J name, like John or Johnston, it could be his last name, Johnson. I'm not sure. I want to say John, but I want to say something else, like he had another name. Does that make sense to you?
Joe.
Okay. Well, did he go by his middle
That,
name or something?
yeah. No.
Okay. Or
If it's
was
who I'm
that not
thinking of, no.
okay, was that not his name when he was born or something? I feel like he's joking around about his name.
No. It was his given name at birth.
Okay. Some did he have, let me just ask you then, because he's showing me this, he's being funny about it. Did he have a nickname at one time?
Not that I know of.
Okay, all right. There's something he's being funny about here with his name. So he might say something about it as time moves on. We'll have to see here. But I feel like this gentleman
Okay.
was very sick at the end of his life. I feel like he had health issues. You understand that with him?
Yes.
And I feel like you were either making decisions for his health or his well-being or maybe his health proxy or had some decision-making capabilities around in his life. Does that make sense to you?
Not at the two I'm thinking of.
Okay, there's
I
something
would have
with
been
like,
very young.
okay, something with taking care of the paperwork. Did somebody have to take care of things after he passed, or do you not have any family or something? There's something where I feel like people had to kind of put the pieces together when he passed. Everything was very disorganized, and he was definitely too sick to get everything into order before he passed. Did you remember him when he was here? Do you remember him?
Not really. No, because I was so young. I was so
Okay.
young when he passed, so I
How
don't
is he
have
connected
very
to
many
you?
memories. I'm thinking my grandfather,
Okay.
but you said that he was close to me, and my grandfather was, but I just was so young.
Okay, that's fine. But I don't know if you had memories of your grandfather's house or him making things. Like I feel like he liked tools or wood, or I'm smelling like sawdust. Would you understand that?
No. No, that doesn't ring a bell either.
Okay, that's fine. He shows me a workshop. Like he used to make things, or he used to have like a shed or a garage where he used to have tools and used to fix things or make things at one time. I feel he was good with his hands, whatever he did. I feel like he liked to use his hands and put things together and fix things or assemble things or something. And your grandmother, you would have known better than your grandfather on that side? Yes.
Yes.
And I feel like a woman who. I feel like it was hard to get her out of the kitchen. Does that make sense to you?
That it was hard for her to get around the kitchen?
Get out of the kitchen. Get
Is
out of
that,
the kitchen. She was always in the kitchen.
oh, that's not really my grandmother.
All right. I don't know who it is that, who is Carol?
doesn't ring a bell either.
Somebody Carol or Carolyn or Catherine connected. On the other side.
Nobody is coming to mind with either one of those names.
Okay. Just do you know a lot about your family history?
I do a good portion, I do.
Okay. Because I definitely feel these people here, and I feel this woman here, and I feel like I'm seeing a grandmother. I'm seeing her cleaning off the kitchen counters, like cleaning up, like having to make meals and then cleaning up afterwards. I feel like she always had to keep herself busy when she was well. I feel like she was always doing something. You understand that with your grandma. This will be on your mother's side of the family, yes?
It's possible, yes. I mean,
Okay. And your mother's
the
also
last of kin.
passed, yes?
My mother has passed, yes.
Yes, because I feel they're bringing in mom. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time left for the reading, but I do want to say that mom is with grandmother and that mom is okay.
Oh.
And I want to say she was sorry for being difficult at the end. Does that make sense to you? Was she not in her right state of mind or might have said things that didn't make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Because I feel like she might have said things that people took seriously or might have got hurt from, but I feel like she's saying that wasn't me. I didn't know what I was saying. I was very, disillusioned by everything when I was passing. And so there was a lot of confusion around her. And I feel like that she needs to let you know that she loves you. And the things that you didn't get to talk about when she was here, you can always talk to her about with her over there. Does that make sense to you? Were there unleft conversations or words or something?
Yes. Yeah. You're right about that. Yes.
Thank you. Because I feel that's important. For her to share that with you for healing.
I think so.
Yes, and she knows that you think so. That's
Yes.
why she's saying that. It's very important that you know that those words were not, the words didn't mean any harm, and she doesn't remember what she said, but she knows it was just a bunch of stuff that she didn't even know what she was saying, she said. So I feel like I need to convey that to you. And she knows that you talk to her all the time. Your dad's there too, and I know there's not enough time to bring in more people. It's a very short reading, but just know that they're there and they're around you and keep talking to them.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Pam. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Pam. Have a good
You
night.
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, great. Next up, we have Nancy from Hawaii. Hi, Nancy.
Aloha. Thanks for
Hi,
taking my call.
aloha to you too. So, Nancy,
I really
did
wanted
you?
to
Go ahead.
I wanted to thank you both for sharing your gift with us. It's so important for we who are calling in to continue to share with our loved ones that have passed. And so I just wanted to thank you for being here
Oh,
for us.
well,
Well,
thank
thank
you,
you,
Nancy.
Nancy. We're happy to be here for you.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Did you have a question for us, Nancy, or did you want to
I did.
have a
I had a
reading?
question leading into a mini reading, really. My daughter passed a while back, and pretty soon after she passed, I had this wonderful dream where we connected, and it was so personable. And I woke up remembering every detail, and I felt so much love. And since that time, I have had a reading with my daughter coming through, and I asked her, can we meet in the dream state again? Because I haven't felt you in a long time. And she said, yes, Mom, you need to ask me to come in at night, but you also have to ask to remember the dream when you wake up. She said, you're not remembering. So I haven't really been able to do that, and I wanted to know if you have any experience or anything you can share with me on that level to help me connect to her as she was asking me to. I feel I'm doing what she's asking me to do, but I'm not remembering anything.
Okay.
Sure. Joanne, you want to take that first?
Sure. It's a good idea to write down your dreams as soon as you have them, or have a tape recorder by your bed to record it. And there are, I want to explain this while I have the opportunity to do that on the subject, Nancy, is that there's dreams and there's visitations from loved ones and spirit. And some people will ask, like, how do you know the difference if it's a loved one or if it's just a dream? Are they really coming to visit me? And when it's a visitation, from what I've experienced, they are happy, they look great, they look healthy again. If they were sick, they don't look like they're sick, they're not angry, they're really peaceful. And they want to bring that peace to us to let us know they're okay. Sometimes after losing a loved one, we may have dreams that are not so pleasant. We may see a loved one and get a vision of them dying, or when they were really sick, or something bad happening, or them being coming through angry. And that is a dream because our consciousness has to process all this, right? Even when we're sleeping, our subconscious mind is on and going, and there's still a lot of energy to process, even years after losing a loved one. But I always say, if they're happy, that's a visitation because they're happy to see you too, and they want you to know that they're okay and they're happy.
Yes, it was a visitation, that's for sure.
Good. That's what I felt too. But writing them down, keeping a little tape recorder, your phone with a recording app, by your bed, so you have the dream, you wake up, and because we never remember. I always say, oh, I don't have to write this down because I'll remember in the morning. Never do I remember. So whether it's a visitation or a dream, I never remember unless I get it out right there when it happens. And a lot of people like to keep dream journals, especially when you're communicating with a loved one. Keep like
Right.
a spiral notebook and write the date and who came to visit you, and what, a description of what that experience was like.
Okay. Do you feel her with us at all as
I
we
do
talk?
feel a woman coming through. I feel, was she very sick before she passed, or lost a lot of weight, or very thin?
No.
No? Okay. I have someone that's very thin coming through that would have lost a lot of
Okay.
weight before they passed, a woman.
Could
Your
be
daughter
my
had,
mom.
sorry, did she have lighter hair, your daughter?
Yes.
Yes. And your mom would have had darker hair, yes?
She would
Not
have
that,
gray hair.
yeah, okay. But yeah, I feel like your daughter was very pretty. I feel like that she had like blonde or lighter hair. And I feel a sense of being proud of her life or standing tall. Like she gives me this feeling of standing tall. Like I know I can do this. I know I can do this. And she kept trying to do better and better in her life. Do you understand that with your daughter?
Yes.
And she said if she didn't have your support, she couldn't do it without you. I feel like she might have asked you for your advice all the time or always called you when something important was coming up just to run things by you. You understand that?
No, maybe towards the end of her life, more
Okay.
so.
Okay. But there's something about needing to rely on you, or I don't know whether you were around and taking care of her before she passed or something, but I feel like I want to say thank you for doing that for me. It wasn't easy. Happened. Does that make sense to you? There were some struggles with her health or before she passed.
There were struggles, yes.
Yes. Also mental health too, I want to say, with her.
Yes.
Okay. And I know that she's okay now. You know, when we cross over, we're healed not only on the physical level, but spiritually and emotionally, mentally. So if she had depression or anxiety or other mental issues or mental health issues, she doesn't have those anymore. And that was something she had to live with and deal with, and it was difficult for her. You understand that?
Yes.
But I also feel somebody was could be very creative when she wanted to be. She shows me rocks. Did she collect crystals or stones or something or like
She
to like?
was creative, but not in that sense. She was an artist.
Okay, thank you. Because I feel like I could put things together and make a design with her. Like I feel like she had a collection of things and she always thought she could make things or do things with them.
I don't know that part about her.
Okay, and is there a California connection with your daughter or West Coast? Yes, because she shows me at the West Coast, like California or something, and there might have been memories of visiting her there before she passed.
No, but she had relatives that we met with the relatives. We
Okay.
would join each other. Yeah.
Okay, because there's something about the
She
memories
was
of
coming.
California.
Yeah, her auntie lives there
Okay.
that loves her very much.
And is there somebody they would call Susie or Suzanne?
No.
Female connection with her. Somebody that's alive, not past, that's connected with your daughter. S name, female.
I can't think of one offhand. She had good
It's okay.
friends, so tell you.
It's okay. That's okay.
And yes. Oh yes. Yes, I've got it.
The yes name
Yes,
female
that's
that she wants to
Jamara.
acknowledge is here alive on the physical.
Pardon me?
The S name that she wants to acknowledge with a female that's alive in the physical, not passed on.
Yes.
Thank
Yes.
you. Is there a way you can reach out to her and tell her that she's around her and she knows she's thinking about her?
Absolutely.
Okay. And she's talking about the music, how much she loved music.
You just read her, yes,
Okay.
absolutely. She was
Okay, thank you.
yes, she was a redheaded freestyle rapper.
Oh, wow. Okay, because I hear very loud music around her, and I feel like I could pick up a guitar or play on the keyboard. I have a lot of talents. You understand that?
Yes.
And I know she wants to tell you how much she loves you and that she wishes she had more time to catch up with you. You understand that? So there might have been some absence in her life where she didn't get to see you
Yeah.
for a while.
Yeah.
But I feel from spirit, she's your guardian angel.
I feel that too.
She says, you look up at the stars all the time, and I'm right there.
Yep.
And I feel that you feel her around. I feel her energy. I'm getting the goosebump. So I feel it very strongly, that love that's permeating your energy all around you from her. She
Well,
said,
thank you.
we had a
Yes.
lot of good memories when I was younger.
Yes. So many.
And she says, I want you to enjoy your life and also do things, not just stay home, also go out and go on journeys or travel or do things with other people. You understand why she'd be saying that?
Yes.
Okay. So I leave you with her love. Thank you so much for your question. And I'm happy that we were able to make the connection for you too as well, Nancy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
You're
Nancy.
welcome. Have a great
Aloha.
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 Right, take care.
Bye.
Okay. Awesome. All right. We have time for probably two more. Let's go to our next caller, who is Peggy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Peggy. Peggy, you there? Might have
He
lost
was
her.
there.
Oh, you're, yeah, sure. I guess she was there. All right, Peggy, one more time. Peggy, are you there? Okay, we might have lost that call. Okay, we'll go to the next person. Next up, we have Ubi. I think I'm saying that right. Ubi from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Excited.
Oh,
I
good.
can't wait to hear. Hi, Joanne. Thank
Hi.
you.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
It's Ubi?
Yes, it is.
I said it
Thank you
right.
for calling.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to this so much.
Thank you. And so we're going to make a connection with a loved one past. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I have several people coming in around you. And I
I
first.
wanted. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
So as I'm linking in here with the energy around you from spirit, I feel a gentleman coming in. And I feel as I'm connecting with his energy, I feel somebody who was a very gentle soul. I feel a gentleman that liked his quiet time, didn't like to raise his voice. He also shows me either liking to cook or just love to eat food. Food was a big part of his life. And I
Okay.
feel like I want to go to father's side of the family with him. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Thank you. And this would be a father that's passed, yes?
Yes, a father
Thank
and
you.
also my son also. So I
Okay.
was hoping that I could talk
Okay.
to my
Oh,
son.
yeah, don't tell me, don't feed the medium too much.
Sorry,
But
okay.
you know,
Sorry,
because
okay.
we'd rather not know
I
than
know.
have information, you know, that might influence our minds. But I do feel your
Yes.
father coming in here first, and I feel like he was a very organized man, and I feel like a businessman with him. You understand that?
Yes.
And I feel like everything had to be in order. Everything had to be in order. I also felt that he was in charge of financing or the family finances or something. Like everything was had to come out. Everything had a balance. Do you understand that with him?
Yes.
Okay. And he was good at what he did. And I feel sometimes he could not be emotionally open. I feel like sometimes he would hold back emotionally. I feel like maybe, you know, he felt weaker if he expressed himself emotionally. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes.
And there is a younger man that comes through with him, and I feel like this gentleman might have been maybe teenager or 20s at the most. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And something happened very quickly. Something happened very quickly,
Yes.
unexpected, with his passing. And something went really wrong, he says. Does that make sense to you? There's something where I feel like I got an injury and passed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm very sorry about your father and your son. I know they are together. Is one of them an A name? Why are they drawing an A on my paper for a male energy?
Both have a name in the beginning.
They both have the name start with a letter
They
A.
both have the start with letter A, yes.
Thank you. Because that's what he just drew in my paper was a letter A. So I have to say that he's just giving validation that he's with your dad. I may not get the whole name. I don't know. I'm really leery about trying to pronounce this because I know it's not a name I'm familiar with. And I want to say Anas or Anash or Anash or something like that.
It's Arvin.
Arvin? Okay, so that wouldn't be a name that's in my vocabulary,
Right.
it's a nice name. And I want to say with your son, I feel like he was a good kid. I feel like he didn't get into trouble. I feel like he tried to.
Very.
What's that?
Very good. Very good
Yes.
kid.
Like good grades, good
Yes.
friends. He was not a troublemaker.
Not at all.
And I want to say that whatever happened wasn't his fault. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like there are some unresolved feelings about his passing. But he's saying it's not
Yes.
something that was my fault, but I didn't know what else to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And did he not graduate college? He shows me books.
No, he did. He actually
He did.
had masters.
Okay, because then he showed me then all these books. Maybe he just liked to study, liked school,
Yes.
was an
Yeah, he
avid
did. He
reader,
was
or liked to
teaching.
study. Because he's carrying a bunch
Yeah.
of books. I feel like he always had books with him.
Oh my God. Wow.
And I know that was he on a sports team or had a number shirt or something? Basketball or something.
Yes. He was, yes.
Was it basketball?
Basketball, yes.
Thank you. Because I feel like I've got a basketball shirt with a number that you might still have from him or you might have taken out recently and looked at it.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, great. Because when you take out a loved one who's passed, when you take out an object of theirs, like jewelry or clothing, even when you're looking at their pictures, they're connecting with you because those objects have their energy in it. And I feel like he's trying to connect you, say, Mom, I'm okay. I'm really sorry this had to happen this way. And Dad's very quiet about it. Does that make sense to you? Your husband is very quiet about this or doesn't like to talk about it?
Yes, he's quiet.
Yeah, and I feel like he's sending healing to
He
your husband.
does talk about it too. He does talk about him a lot too, actually.
But I feel like he's sending healing to your husband too. Like, don't be afraid to talk about me. Don't be afraid to share the memories that they may bring up emotions, but it can also be very healing for both of you. And I want to say that I always remember the goofiness or the fun that he used to like to make people laugh.
That's true.
And I know his love is with you, and I'm very sorry about his passing. I can't imagine how difficult that is.
Is very difficult, and we never found out what happened, so
Right.
they were not able to tell us what exactly happened.
That's what I felt. And it might be just about having to just let it go and not look for closure with this because I feel like I don't see new information coming through about that. It's like I
Right.
feel like you may be emotionally draining yourself trying to figure out exactly what happened, but I don't feel any evidence coming up soon about what happened around his passing. He just wants to let you know he's okay. He's also with his grandmother on your mother's side of the family. You would have known her.
Oh my God. Wow.
She's a very beautiful woman. I feel like she had very nice hair, and I feel like she was a caretaker, like to take care of everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know that she's got him hugging him and she would have loved him. And I feel like love children. And she's also giving you a hug too. You have a pendant on or you wear a necklace from her or something around your neck, she says.
Actually, it's for my son. I have
Your
the
son.
necklace with his fingerprint.
And you have it on right now.
I have it on right now, and I'm holding on
Okay.
it, yes.
That's what I feel like. There's something about recognizing that necklace and bringing that up to tell you that, hey, I'm right there next to you. I see what you're wearing and I'm right here next to you with a lot of love. And keep talking to him.
I do.
Okay. I'm very sorry about his passing and I want to thank you so much, Ubi, for stepping forward and calling
Thank
tonight.
you, Joanne. I appreciate it. But what was your website again, if I wanted to personally also, have a reading with you in private?
Right. It's www.joanne, Joanne, Gerber, GERBER.com.
Dot com. Perfect. Thank you
Okay.
so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the radio station that you guys are putting this program. I really appreciate it. And I am a member of the Forever family. So I get
Oh.
to see you guys hopefully one day. Thank you so much.
Hopefully, yes, and thank you, and have a great evening. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. We have a
You
good
too, though.
night.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest tonight, Joanne Gerber, for joining us this evening. And Joanne, I know I asked you this before, but if anybody wants to reach out, your website's the best place. And if you're
Yes.
doing any events, that's all listed on there, right?
Not yet. I have a
Oh.
lot of catching up. I will be teaching a few classes. I have there's one in-person class in Quincy, Massachusetts. It's a spiritualist development circle, and there's still availability. It starts next week. And you can find more information on the quincyspiritualist.org website. I'm also teaching an online class on natural law, which is part of spiritualism. It's things that we need to know, like the law of attraction, things like that, laws of prosperity, abundance, love,
Got it.
all the great things that help us to be good spiritual people.
Awesome. Okay, so everyone can find that there. Okay, my friend. Well, we do have to wrap up the show, but I'd like to thank you again and all of our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm Joe Peretta, as always, your host. And if you'd like to check my work, you can check me out at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. And you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, all the same handle. And we wish you a wonderful evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.